Welcome to this Science Careers interview with physician scientist and Nobel laureate Peter Agre. I'm Kate Travis. Peter Agre is the director of the Johns Hopkins Malaria Research Institute. He shared the 2003 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for the discovery of aquaporins, the proteins that transport water across cell membranes. More recently, Dr. Agre and his lab have focused on whether aquaporins can be exploited as a means of treating or preventing malaria. In 2009, he served as the president of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the publishers of the journal Science and Science Careers. I spoke with Dr. Agre in July at the Euroscience Open Forum meeting in Turin, Italy. We talked about how he became a scientist while training to be a medical doctor, the differences between translational medicine and basic science, and how he's recently shifted his research focus. Here's our conversation. First of all, can you tell me just a little bit about why you went into medicine?
Medicine seemed like a career that had so many potential opportunities and so many interesting aspects. So that was what really drew me into science. I didn't become a physician because of interest in science. I became more interested in science because of my interest in medicine. And my first research was all translational in the current term of disease-related basic science. I worked in laboratories at Johns Hopkins as a medical student on the problem of cholera, a horrible diarrheal disease. We made some very good progress studying the toxin secreted by E. coli, similar to cholera toxin, but not identical. And that really caught my interest because it was so exciting. But it also was an opportunity wherein my motivation to be a disease-related researcher intersected with some very outstanding and colorful basic scientists. And these individuals are so colorful, I still today look to that as a major inspiration. And they came from interesting backgrounds from all over the world. And they shared an interest in science.
Did you know you were going to stay in research at that point?
I started medical school with the idea of being sort of a missionary doctor, not an evangelical type individual, but to do medicine in the third world. And it caused me to rethink that maybe in the basic research laboratories we could advance the understanding of these diseases, be of some use in addition to being a physician. But it definitely made the idea of being a research-oriented physician exciting. And I'd never really taken that thought and been serious about it. I never thought I had the ability to be a research scientist. I didn't feel in my heart that Albert Einstein was a role model for people like me.
You've talked about the difference between discovery research and translational research. Were you in on the discovery research end of that?
Well, we got into the discovery, and because the aquaporins, which get credit for being the pioneer, were a thought, a theory, and no known examples. It was not clear how some cell membranes were so permeable to water and others relatively impermeable. And it was a subset of biophysicists who could actually make measurements, so they could actually measure the differences in rates, but none of them could identify the molecules, the pathway. So we discovered that. It was a serendipitous observation. A translational scientist getting more and more basic, and suddenly I was a basic scientist. So that was a transition that just sort of occurred by itself, and I became very interested in very basic questions. The structure of the aquaporin molecules. Now, I'm not a structural biologist. I couldn't crystallize a protein and solve its X-ray structure, but by knowing other scientists, we were able to collaborate, to provide pure proteins, which could then be reconstituted, and together, as a community, we solved problems that I could never have solved. So I guess I became a basic scientist, and I still am to some level.
Do you still practice medicine?
I still keep my medical license alive, I think in part because my wife is not convinced that research will carry me to retirement. Also, there's a practical use when I go to Africa, oftentimes in the hospital in the rural areas, and while there are no malpractice lawyers there, it seems fitting to maintain it. And frankly, anybody who's gotten a medical license and practiced medicine, I was an attending physician in the inpatient hematology service. I did bone marrow rounds, consult rounds. And you spend years doing that, you don't necessarily want to throw away the credentials. But I don't practice medicine. I don't have a clinic. If someone wants to see me as a patient, I'll refer them to an appropriate specialist.
We talk in this space a little bit about the different culture of medicine versus the culture of science. Have you been able to navigate that pretty seamlessly, or do you even recognize that as an issue?
Yeah, that's a great question. So here's my technique.